Good morning and welcome to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley without Julie Johnson. Tim, what am I going to do? I have no co-host. You have to help me out today.
Oh, I think you'll be just fine, Karin.
Our producer, Morgan Mary Davis, has booked the show, so I should be just fine. And I could probably just pretend like Julie is here and I am talking to Julie. We have lost Julie Johnson to Ohio State. She's down there watching her son play hockey. I think she's probably doing a lot more cooking than she is watching hockey. She was so excited to get down to Ohio State. I don't even know what. Columbus. She's in Columbus. It was a nonstop flight to Columbus. We're going to get Julie on the phone later on in the show to find out. First, we'll find out what she's cooking. And then we will talk real estate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com. Check out our site, KarinHousleyHomes.com. We have a bevy of beautiful homes for sale on the market right now. And, oh, I'm getting text messages from Julie. Call me. So we have a lot of beautiful homes. We're going to talk real estate, what's going on in the real estate market. We do have a big open house this Sunday, so come and visit us at our open house in Lake Elmo, so we'll talk about that. We also have, actually it's a pretty big show, we've got Pete Orpett, Washington County Attorney. We're trying to get him on the phone. I did talk to him yesterday, and he was all set. Pete Orpett, Washington County Attorney, is going to talk about identity theft. I saw him in the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. He's going around the state talking how we can prevent identity theft. I'm kind of excited to talk to him because I want to know about the different types. And I just, Tim, have you ever changed your credit card from, like you just start to get worried having your same credit card for so long that you just cancel it and start over?
No.
You haven't?
Or am I supposed to?
I don't know. I just did it the other day because I kind of freaked out. One of the businesses had my credit card on file, and they would just automatically charge me for my daughter's dance.
Right.
Once a month, it just came off my credit card, and some not-so-great things went down with the dance studio, and I just kind of went, who has my credit card number? I'm deleting that. I'm going to ask them that question. Is it a smart thing to do that? And all these different services that you can, like LifeLock and all those other services, if those are worth it to pay to somebody to protect you. Also, we have Dave Jarvis. It is a big day down in Afton from 1 to 5 today. It's the Swirl re-grand opening. I got to ask him what happened down there. They remodeled and they're doing a grand reopening. I haven't been there, so I have to get down there and find out what they have going on today from 1 to 5. And then also, we're going to have in the studio, I always like to do a little drinking Saturday morning, is Brad Glynn from the Liftbridge Brewery right here in downtown Stillwater. Brad Glynn and Dan Schwartz, they're going to talk about the event they have coming up. So that'll be kind of, I don't know if you want to drink beer this early, Tim, but it might be kind of fun. Might be kind of fun to drink beer. Oh, look, you don't even know I'm talking to you.
No, I do. I'm listening. Oh, I'm out. I have to keep one ear on you, Karin.
That's right. Everybody should keep one ear on me because you never know what might come out.
That's right.
And then we're going to have Missy Germain, our girl on the street from bittenandbound.com with some Hollywood gossip. Lindsay Lohan, Michael Lohan, her dad, he got into a little bit of trouble. Is Jessica Simpson having a baby? I want to know if Beyonce is really having a baby. And then Dancing with the Stars this week. Woohoo! That was controversy. Did you hear all that?
No, I heard going back to Lohan.
Yeah?
Wasn't she doing community service at a morgue or something like that?
Oh, is that where she was doing it?
Lindsay Lohan? Yeah, she was working for the Department of Corrections, and she had to do some hours at the county morgue.
Well, Lindsay, she's half the time. Did you see her makeup the last time she went to court? It looks like she did it in the morgue. It was bad.
Or is applied by the...
Yeah, by the mortician.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Oh, that's not nice.
We can say stuff about Lindsay. She's a celebrity. That's why they're out there. We get to say whatever we want about them.
Mm-hmm.
So Missy's going to come in. The Dancing with the Stars thing is, well, it's been controversy all week. And we're still trying to get Pete Orpett on the phone. Got to give a shout out to my dad, who is just home from the hospital. He had back surgery, and during the back surgery, they had to turn off his defibrillator and pacemaker. The Medtronic people came in and turned that off, and it was a little scary for a while. But my 78-year-old father is back home, and walking around, and he's doing just fine. He hit his eighth hole in one about 2 weeks ago. I don't know where the bell is. Let me see. I got the bell. It's usually Julie's job for the bell. Got the bell. So that's for my dad, who is home and healthy, and his pacemaker and defibrillator are back on, so he's good to go. And speedy recovery to you, Dad, and get another hole in one. Who gets eight holes in one? It's ridiculous. He had eight. That was his eighth a week and a half ago, Tim. Eight holes in one.
And that doesn't include putt-putt golf?
Doesn't include. It was 125 par three, and he shot his nine iron and went bloop right in. I know. Eight of them. So shout out to my dad. Good luck and speedy recovery to him. I'll be over in a little bit after I do a little drinking with the Liftbridge guys. On the phone is one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, Washington County Attorney Pete Orpett. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am good. Favorite person in the whole entire world. I don't know where you get all your energy from, but I love it.
I've been going since 6 this morning.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, and you'll go till 2 a.m., and you'll be back up again and going again tomorrow. Okay, so I saw you in Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. I don't know if you, I think you got the text when I took a picture, and I know you don't do well with text. I know you. but they had a big article on you and what you're doing to fight identity theft. So tell us what you're doing.
Well, we're trying to get out to the communities. We're trying to get as many groups of people that'll listen to us as possible, Karen. And partly that's because when we wait for the police to bring us these investigations, it's oftentimes too late. In other words, we find out that the offender is outside our county, outside our country often, and then I have to tell the victims I can't make them whole. And so it gets us very upset about that, so we think the better practice would be to get out to the community and teach them how not to become victims in the first place.
So what is the give us some tips on how we can do this.
Well, first of all, you have to be very careful on the Internet. And we put together a presentation to show people what I'm talking about. And that's, you'll get, say, an email that looks like it's from your bank, Wells Fargo or U.S. Bank. And it says, we've found a problem with your account. Please verify your account number with us so we can straighten it out. And you'll panic and go, oh, my gosh, there's something wrong. You immediately respond by entering in your password and other protected stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you look carefully up at the URL or the Internet address, it's not U.S. Bank or Wells Fargo. It's something else. But by then, it's too late, and you just gave your identification to a crook. So, other things is you can't leave your purse, your wallet, your briefcase in your car. When you go jogging, even when you go into a gas station, if you leave that sitting on your seat and they take it, you'd be amazed at what you have in your purse or briefcase. Things like your Social Security number. And once a crook gets that, Katie, bar the door.
When there's certain, even if you go apply for a Herberger's credit card, they ask for your Social Security number right there at the counter. I'm so hesitant to give it to, I don't even know who this girl is behind the counter. And so do you think people should still go ahead and give their Social Security number to that girl behind the counter?
Well, that's a great question, Karen, and what I tell folks is that is not a government identification number. It is not like a selective service number. It is for the purpose of giving to an employer when you're new, or so the Social Security Administration can send you a check when you get to retirement age. Yet, when you go into Department of Motor Vehicles, they ask you for your Social Security number. Banks, corporations, hospitals, they all want it. Mm-hmm. But the point is, it's not necessary. And if it gets in the wrong hands, that number is a key to your identity. And when you give that up and a crook gets it, they have almost carte blanche to start impersonating your identity and destroying your credit.
So do you, that just scares me because I just feel like everybody has mine. I feel like everybody has mine. I feel
me
like
too,
everybody,
Karen.
Yeah.
Me too.
How can I get it back? Is there any way I can get it back?
That's very hard, but what you can do is be very careful about whom you give it to and for what purpose and what reason. If a lot of companies and that like it for convenience, well, I'm sorry, but they may have to be inconvenienced. Identity theft is the number one crime being committed right now, certainly in Washington County and throughout the metro area. And it starts with getting your identification, and a big piece of it's your Social Security number.
And now the other thing I worry about is, especially with cell phones and all of that kind of stuff, when I give my credit card to the waiter and he goes back to charge my dinner bill, I'm always afraid they're going to snap a picture of my credit card front and back and then go use it at home at night to book a flight to Japan or something.
Oh, actually, they do much better than that, Karen. They have what we call skimming. You can get fairly easily a card reader that will take all that information and go into their database, and they can hold on to it. In other words, a crook or a nefarious clerk can bring one of those skimmers in, swipe your card through their skimmer, then swipe it through the credit card reader, but in the meantime, they just got your credit card number. And that's why you'll find out 2 weeks later that somebody in California has been using your card.
Yeah. Now, and now, do you advise when you're giving this, which, by the way, we have to tell everybody that's listening, and I'll say it again at the end, Pete Orpett will be speaking on Tuesday night in Afton all about this, 7 o'clock at the Afton House Inn, so put that on your calendars because Pete's going to go into much more detail on this because we don't have all that time right now. But, so do you recommend then, should people get these LifeLock systems or identity theft protection programs?
Well, you know, Karen, that's a great question, but I'm a public servant, so I'm not out touting any private company.
Right.
I know people have talked to me about it, and it seems to hold attraction. So the way I look at it is LifeLock and those companies are selling insurance. That's what they're selling.
Okay.
And I don't sell insurance. I sell justice. But I'm not going to say don't do it. I'm simply going to say that's not part of my deal, but I do have some things to talk about should you become a victim. LifeLock does help you with that thing, and there's some things you can do as well on your own.
So, number one, don't click any of those links in those emails that say verify your bank account. Don't give out your passwords or account numbers to anybody. Watch your purse. And don't. That's the other thing. I leave that thing laying all over the place.
Oh.
I am, like, ripe to be stolen, Pete.
Well, you know what? It's happened to me, and it hurts.
It did? It happened to you?
Oh, it's happened to me, but the banks have gotten better. I got a call 2 months ago from U.S. Bank saying, are you out in Billings, Montana? No, actually, I'm not. Well, your credit card was just used for a small purchase.
Yeah.
And what these crooks will do is they'll come in and they'll charge a $2 or $3 item. And if it goes through, they know that I don't know they have it, and the next purchase will be in the thousands. And the banks have now gotten smart to where their security folks will see a small item being charged outside of where I typically am, and they'll alert us, and that's wonderful. But it happened to me, so I had to close out the account and reopen a new one.
I was asking Tim earlier in the show because somebody had my credit card and they automatically charged it once a month for my daughter's dance, and then some bad things happened behind the scenes and I didn't know who still had my credit card, so I completely canceled the credit card and opened a whole new account. Do you think like maybe once every couple years people should do that?
Well, it's a hassle.
It's a hassle.
It is a hassle. Huge. I think there's some other preventative measures that one can take, but if you do know it's been compromised, you have to do that immediately.
And do you advise people, because U.S. Bank called me too one time. Now I've told everybody my bank. They called me and said that somebody had charged my credit card that small amount. It turned out it was my daughter on an airplane trying to get internet, and I didn't know who the company was. Right. And then all I do every time U.S. Bank calls is I thank them profusely because, I mean, that's a huge service that they provide. When they call you and say somebody's charged your card. I love that. Do you advise people to really pay attention to their accounts online?
Absolutely, Karen. We can all do it now online. Check it at least every few days. If you notice an anomaly, call their security offices right away. Get on top of it. At least we can stop the damage from getting worse.
What is the worst story you've had with identity theft in the area?
Boy, there's so many. I think one of the worst is one that we're currently prosecuting in Woodbury, where a young man impersonated the identity of a young female on Facebook, tricked another woman into giving up her personal identification. He then took over her Facebook page, found her list of friends, impersonated her to her friends, and what he was doing, allegedly, is hacking in and finding that they have personal photographs, and a number of women had compromising photographs of themselves. He took those photos, put them up on internet websites with their names and addresses, and now I have 13 victims who have compromising photos of themselves out there in the public, and now I'm going to work hard to hold this young man accountable, but nonetheless, what can I do as far as restitution? I've consulted the FBI and others. How can we get these photos removed? Well, the problem is those websites are hosted in other countries.
Right.
And so that's maybe one of the most egregious examples of identity theft, in that they're all young ladies, and forever, if you Google their name, you're going to find that.
You know, I should bring my kids to your thing, because I bet you talk about the safety on Facebook, too, because the kids especially are just dumb, and they do. They friend people that they don't know, and then they do put stupid pictures of themselves out there.
You know, Karen, we're all gullible because we're all trusting, because that's what's so great about the world we live in. And I don't want to scare people, but I do want to say to you, we have to be a little smarter. Mm. We just do. There are criminals out there, and they will hurt us.
Washington County Attorney Pete Orpett, one of my favorite people in the world. You will be speaking Tuesday night at the Afton House Inn at 7 o'clock. Everybody should come down and first meet Pete, because he is the greatest guy in the world, and learn all about how you can protect your identity. Thank you, Pete.
You're so generous, Karen. Thank you so much for getting the word out. I'm really grateful.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
When we come back, we are going to go back down to the Afton House Inn and swirl wine, and we're going to talk to Dave Jarvis about what they have going on today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley without Julie Johnson, who's in Ohio, and we will talk to Julie coming up later in the show about real estate, 24 hours a day. We are selling real estate back at KarinHousleyHomes.com, but right now we're going to talk wine. On the phone with me is Dave Jarvis from the Afton House Inn and Swirl Wine Bar down in Afton. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Karin. Beautiful morning.
We miss you up here. We got to have you in next week to do a wine tasting, okay?
We're going to be tasting Macedonian wines next week.
Okay, Macedonian wines. I don't even know where Macedonia is.
Former Yugoslav area.
Oh, I should know that because I'm 50% Yugoslavian. Macedonia is Yugoslavia, huh?
One, Karin. Paul wrote the letters to the Thessalonians, Thessalonica, Macedonia.
Jeez, you're smart, Dave.
Cool area.
Once a month, we have Dave Jarvis in to do Wine Time with Dave Jarvis. But today, you are super busy because you have an event happening at Swirl. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're excited. We expanded Swirl. We doubled the size of it, and it's amazing. We put in another bar and a fireplace and some comfy couches and chairs and a little chat setting area. A lot of more seating, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, and a lot more room, which is much needed.
So what did you, I haven't been in there yet. What did you bump out? Where did you get the room from?
Well, we expanded into what was the coffee shop, an ice cream shop, is Afton Bean. And so we tore out the walls in between, and over doubled our space, and people are loving it. It's pretty cool. We were packed Thursday, Friday, Saturday last night, and just had a great reception by everybody.
Wow. And because Swirl was, I loved it to begin with, the size of your place and the outside little patio. But it did, when you had a lot of people in there, it did get crowded. I can't believe I didn't know this. I'm coming down there. That's what Phil kept saying all week long. Don't forget, Swirl's thing is 1 to 5 on Saturday. So that's going to be one. What kind of wines do I get to taste today?
Well, we're kind of going all out. We're going to have one South African beer, which is outstanding, Zabir. We're going to have a few different sakis, and then we're going to be tasting over 20 wines today. And we're set up outside. The sun's out. It's a gorgeous Saturday morning. You know, a balming 50 degrees, but it's going to be really nice out, and a lot of wine to try. It's all complimentary. And that's just kind of in celebration of our grand reopening.
And so you'll be driving me home?
I just may.
Okay, good, because that's, you know, that can be a problem with me. Dave Jarvis, thank you so much. We will see you down at Swirl Wine. What's your Facebook page and your address?
Yeah, we're at 3291 St. Croix Trail in Afton. We're right by the Afton House Inn, and we're on Facebook at Swirl My Wine. And we're right next to Current Restaurant, and I heard they kept all the best Liffridge beer for an Afton at Current Restaurant.
They're on next, you know. I've got the Liffridge guys sitting right next to me. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Boys.
What a segue. You're good. You didn't even know that, did you? Oh, you did.
Enjoy the day, Karin.
Hey,
thanks for having me.
I have one more thing. Tuesday night, we're down there for our local voices, and Pete Orpitt's going to be down there talking about identity theft. So Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Afton House Inn. Be there.
Very good. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I'll see you this afternoon.
All right, cheers.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, that was pretty good, Tim. Do you think he knew? I don't know if he knew. I'm going to ask the Liffridge guys right now. We've got Brad Glenn and Dan Schwartz from the Liffridge Brewery here with us. I'm looking for the beer. What are you guys bringing me? I thought I was going to have some beer this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Where's my beer?
We didn't do beer breakfast this morning. I don't know what we're thinking.
Jeez.
Still working on our coffee today.
You guys probably told Julie you weren't bringing any beer, so she didn't show up, because if you had beer, Julie would be here for sure. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Tim, you want to do this interview? Because I'm a little ticked.
I know. Yeah, I am too.
I know. You guys always bring me beer. Can you just, like, go back?
Well, you can stop by later. That's the good thing.
Okay,
you know, after you have wine.
I could probably stop at Liffridge on my way home. That's what I will do. Okay, tell us what you have going on in the tap room. And I've explained this Surly Bill. What is this Surly Bill?
Yeah, sure. So the Surly Bill, or the Taproom Bill, as it's kind of officially known, is a bill which now allows breweries to sell beer on site. Prior to this law being passed this summer, breweries could not sell a glass of beer in their brewery.
Ah, so that's what it is. So that passed this summer, and now you guys can you buy beers to take out?
Yeah, at breweries of a certain size can also sell growlers, which are 64 ounce jugs of beer. They're refillable, so you can bring them back and try a different beer the next time. And we can also sell 750 milliliter bottles, kind of like a wine bottle of beer as well, out of the brewery.
Didn't my sister come in to see you guys? Did one of you guys meet my sister? She came home with a growler when she came from Atlanta.
Probably.
Probably. Okay, so you have an event coming up? November 19th?
Yeah, well, as Dan just mentioned, we can sell the 750 milliliter bottles out of the brewery, too. So we're starting to produce some more more specialty, higher-end beers, kind of showcasing some of what we can do there. So our event coming up on the 19th is for our beer called The Commander. Mm-hmm. It's named after the building downtown here. So it's a very big beer. It's a English-style barley wine that we aged in bourbon barrels from Kentucky. It's about 12.5% alcohol, so kind of a sipper. But we're going to have what's called the Commander event, so we're going to release that beer. If people can buy the beer there, the event itself is going to be all day on Saturday the 19th. We're going to have bands, food trucks, contests, mustache contests. That's why I'm sporting mustache.
It's fancy.
Now.
You have a fancy mustache. I got to get a picture, Tim.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone's growing theirs out, too. So the 19th, we'll have that. Lots of other games, lots of fun stuff, too, and obviously serving beer all day long, too. So that's going to be a great event. We hope to have a lot of folks show up, check out the brewery, check out the new beer, get a free glass and all that, too.
I'm going to take a picture of this glass and put it on Facebook, too, because that's a real fancy beer drinking glass.
Yeah, and the beers are available pre-sale, and so are the tickets. The tickets are only $10, the event, which essentially you get a glass and a fill with it, and again, all the other things going on. So that can be picked up at the brewery and during any time.
So there's games that we can play?
Yep. Hammerslagen is definitely going to be there. We're going to have a bags tournament and some other fun stuff yet to be determined, I think.
Now, what is your best-selling? You know what? Last time you guys came to, you brought me a glass. You guys brought me a glass.
Well, we would have brought you one of the new fancy glasses, but they're not in yet. But you'll have to stop by and pick one up that day.
Do you hear disappointment in my voice? I'm seriously, guys.
And I asked Dan, I'm like, you know, should we bring beer? I don't know. Breakfast again with beer.
I said she's going to be really, really upset. But Brad said, well, forget that.
I loved your beer. You could have brought me one of these cool Lift Bridge shirts or something. I'm telling you, can we like rewind and go get maybe Dave Jarvis back on the phone? Now, what are your best-selling beers down there? Because I'm trying to think of the one that I love.
Well, our most popular beer in general is the Farm Girl Saison. It's a Belgian-style beer with a little bit of wheat and some orange peel. It's a very, very refreshing, nice, crisp beer.
And that's after somebody's mom or something, right?
That's after my wife. After,
your wife, the Farm
Brad's
Girl.
Brad's wife, yeah.
Okay, Brad's wife. That is my favorite one. Yeah. And what are your other ones?
Well, we have a pale ale called Crosscut Pale Ale, Chestnut Hill. It's a brown ale. And then we've added a couple new seasonals as well. So we have our Harvester, which was made from fresh hops from a local hop farm called Hippity Hop Farms up in Forest Lake. They grow their hops organically, and we pick them and put them directly into the beer. So that's a pretty unique beer, and we did one batch of that. It'll only be around for probably a few more weeks. We also have another higher hop beer called Hop Prop India Pale Ale. That one's a stronger beer as well at about 7.5%, and for all the hop heads out there, that's a great beer. And then the third seasonal that we have, or limited release, is called Topside Oyster Stout, and it's a beer that's actually made with oysters.
Is it good?
Well, it is. I think it is delicious. It's funny because I talked to some people who said, you know, I really like stouts and I really like oysters, but I'm not sure I want to put together.
Right.
However, it's interesting that the shells and some of the mineral content in the oysters actually go really well with the stout making process of making that beer. So the beer tastes smoky, just a hint of brine, and it's really quite delicious.
And so people can come in and sit down and do a tasting of all of these, right? And you do tours, too?
Yeah, we offer tours on Saturdays. We offer two tours that people can sign up through our website for. They're free tours. You just have to register ahead of time. We usually release tickets about a week ahead of time. But Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday all day, we're open for growler sales and pint sales. So, and we do offer flights, so people could get a whole flight. Like right now, we have six taps on.
Really?
So you can get a whole six sampler glasses, or you can sit down and have a pint, watch some football, whatever.
Oh, you've got TVs in there.
We have ATV.
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 But it works.
And it works. Can people host private parties there?
Yeah, we just started a private events program. We've had several already, and the people who've been there really enjoyed it. So typically, we include some beer sampling. A private tour, people can bring in their favorite caterer, or we have some suggestions, certainly can help them choose somebody. We've even done some beer and cheese pairings as well, which are very popular and really a cool event. So we've had a lot of interest in private parties there, and they're really fun to do.